Weekly Word, February 22nd, 2019. The Secret to Success. What does the word success mean to you? What do you see on the screen of your mind when you think of a successful person? Someone who lives in a big, beautiful home full of gorgeous furnishings, probably a swimming pool, and of course a hot tub, maybe tennis courts, expensive cars in the garage. Maybe one of those cars. Oh, I think for sure that one would have to be a convertible to drive to the country club on those warm, sunny days when going to play golf with other successful friends. Perhaps you can think of a person who's reached great heights in their careers in the business community. They're at the top of the corporate ladder. Or if you're a Christian, you may think of another Christian who just seems to have it all together. They appear to be so successful, so close to God, and you just can't quite figure out how they got there. Well, the dictionary's definition of success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So the question of the week is, what are you aiming at? What am I aiming at? What's our purpose in life? Well, I believe the formula for success is first, we must be dissatisfied. And out of our dissatisfaction is birthed desire. I've heard so many trainers and speakers say that the first ingredient of success is desire. And I have to respectfully disagree with desire being the first step to success. I don't know if you've ever tried to work up desire for something, but I have found it impossible to do. Desire is defined as a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. We just can't make ourselves desire something unless we're dissatisfied with what we already have. So the desire for change comes as a result of dissatisfaction. And once the desire is birthed, then we begin to seek the knowledge we need to accomplish what we're aiming for or to accomplish our purpose. But acquiring the necessary knowledge that's required in the formula for success, in my opinion, is what I call the know-how. Knowing how to put what we've learned into action. I love what Paul said in Philippians 3:13b and 14. Forgetting what's behind and straining toward what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me homeward in Christ Jesus. And Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. Paul was dissatisfied. He knew his purpose, and he was aiming toward the goal line to win the prize for which God had called him homeward in Christ Jesus. He was headed to his eternal home with Jesus Christ, and he was running the race of obedience and taking as many people with him as he possibly could. Paul understood eternal success. He wasn't focused on what this world had to offer him. He'd already experienced it all, and he realized that the dissatisfaction he was feeling was a desire to be more like Jesus. And clearly he had the knowledge from the teachings of Christ and the Holy Spirit, and his desire was fueled by God's love for him. Our desire is to live our lives, or as Paul said, to run our race, to glorify our Lord, to enhance our witness to a lost world. In James 1, 3, and 4, we're told how to handle the obstacles and trials and challenges that we face in our race. James explains to us that God will test us along the way so that our faith in Him will have a chance to grow. He says clearly, consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds, because the testing of our faith produces perseverance. And we're to let perseverance finish its work so that we may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Don't we want to be mature and complete when we cross the finish line of our life here on this earth? Oh, yes. We know how much God the Father loves us. He sent His only Son, Jesus, to earth to live, suffer, die on that horrible cross so that He could conquer death. And then God took Him back to heaven. Yes, I know how much God loves me, but I desperately want Him to know how much I love Him. And he tells me how he will know how much I love him. In John 14:15, he says, If you love me, keep my commandments. And in John 13:35, Jesus says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. My friends, we're all racing toward our eternal homes, either heaven or hell. When we become followers of Christ, we have the assurance of our destination. When we cross that finish line, we will be in the presence of our Lord. With every fiber of my being, I'm aiming toward that finish line. I stumble and trip and fall along the way, but he picks me up, brushes me off, and puts me back in the race. When I fail, he lets me take the test again because he wants me to learn to persevere. He wants me to be successful. So I guess I've said all of this today just to say to you, my definition of success is to cross that finish line, obeying God and glorifying him with my life. And my prayer is that you're choosing to run with me. I so want to be mature and complete when I see Jesus face to face. And I so want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well, it's time to go. You know I love you. Bye.